This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network. The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary applications on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app for free today.
Hey, parents. Are you looking for the perfect health practitioner that matches your child's specific needs? Or a school that matches your child's temperament? How about fun and innovative places to explore with your sensory curious child? Our online directory has resources you're looking for. Visit centerforconsciouskids.com, where you'll find the people, exciting podcasts, and events to experience conscious living together. Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy.
Hello, everyone. We got a big day planned today because...
Where am I? This is throwing my day off so much. I'll let you introduce. Do that.
I'm Ashley Lee, and this is Conscious Living Podcast Series, and Travis Looney is here with me today.
What? Who's this fool?
Welcome, Travis.
I know, it's been a while.
I know.
Gosh, I actually watched one of your first live podcast things when Pete and I showed up.
You did?
It was amazing.
It was?
It was great.
Oh, okay, I better watch it.
Yeah, we might want to... Review. Share that around a yes. little bit. That was some good stuff. I was very uncomfortable. I almost wanted to murder you and Pete, but it was a growth experience, and I'm better for it.
And so here you are today.
Here I am today.
And Travis came on at the last minute. We had a last minute schedule change up in our lineup, and it's so exciting because it really is an amazing day here in San Diego. It's pouring rain. I want to say, what do we get per year? 3 inches of rain maybe per year. And it's raining today. So it's very strange for us to experience rain like this.
To experience the rain.
Which is normal for the rest of the world. But in the desert here in San Diego, we don't experience it. But
it's a little different.
Yes.
The roads are very slick as well as the sidewalks. I'm surprised, you know, because that could have went really bad for me walking in here. That's However. Right.
You made it.
I didn't fall, so congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Jeff. It's true. It's true. And today we wanted to really focus and talk about what are your superpowers? Because I think really a lot of people in the world right now are struggling about who am I? What am I? Where am I supposed to be? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? So here we are showing up present for everyone to share with everyone. And it's kind of funny because I just have to point this out, Travis, or you pointed it out. I walked in the studio and here we are wearing the same colored shirts.
Well, at least it doesn't look as identical as I thought it was going to on camera, because now I'm like, oh, okay, so it's a little bit
darker.
But then now we're on a dark gray background, so it's a gray day in San Diego.
Right.
We are in our grays. What does that mean?
That's what I want to, I see gray as silver. And when I see silver, I really think of it energetically from the energetic standpoint of what does the energy of silver mean? And to me, it's kind of like with gray hair, right? It's wisdom, it's maturity, it's understanding. It's
okay.
I know.
I'll go with that.
So we're wearing wisdom to share about our superpowers today.
Well, do you want to know what I like to call my gray hair?
No, what is it?
Chrome.
Chrome.
Yeah, because it sounds so much more nicer than gray.
How about platinum?
Platinum. That's what Pete said yesterday, the day before. He said, let's call it platinum or diamond.
I like diamond.
I like the diamond because it's not exactly gray. It's got a little sparkle to it.
It's not.
So,
I wanted to talk about your man bun too, because I really love it and it is amazing.
Some people call it my easy button.
Easy button. That could go in a lot of directions.
Exactly. But I'm not. I'm in a happily committed relationship right now. Boom.
Right.
That's my button. But it's like my armor, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I notice that.
Wow, the armor on the butt of your head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's sometimes can protect that energy, that negative energy from coming in directly from the top chakra, right?
I see.
And sometimes I see myself whenever I'm like in the middle of something or I'm about to go somewhere or I'm like, I don't know, working or whatever it may be. I'll angrily put my hair up in a bun.
Yeah.
And then it's just all like ready to go warrior mode.
There you go, warrior mode.
So there it is.
Now I have a question for you. When you kind of go warrior mode or protect you from negative energies, how do you feel about your superpowers?
They're on point. They're ready to go.
Okay.
They're focused.
So they're focused.
Yeah, they're a little bit focused, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but...
That's awesome, because I think a lot of us really do when we decide to let... And what do you mean by protection energy and the negative energies? Distraction energies, right? Pulling you down.
Who have you been talking to?
I can't even begin to explain all the energetic angles I talk to.
There's so many voices, I can't even explain them.
I know, I can't. Even the walls are talking, okay?
And that was a great podcast, and Travis is out. Oh, goodness.
I know.
That's a good day.
So when we put up, right, so you put up protection energies or defensive energies towards distraction or people that pull in different directions. And when I asked you today, I said, will you do this podcast with me? And what would you talk about? We talked about superpowers. And you said, I said, so what's your superpower? And what'd you say?
I said my superpower, one of them, because I have many.
Yeah, of course.
But my big one is not being able to say no.
There you go.
That is a superpower. And, you know, I was thinking about that on the way over here. And I jokingly said that. However, it is more so of a superpower than a negative. What would be the opposite of a superpower?
Something you're really bad at.
My kryptonite.
Yes, your kryptonite.
Let's just call that. So it's more of a superpower because I learned, I had somebody on my podcast, the Travis and P podcast, and she, her name's Amy Lazeski. There it is. I always mess it up. And she is an improviser.
Okay.
And her motto and improvisation mottos is yes and, right?
Yes,
so they say whenever you... To improvise in life, you have to bounce things off of the other person, and to make a good improv show, if me and you are doing something, then I start it out, and you say yes, and build on it, so that builds on the show. So I was thinking about it on the way over here, and I was jokingly said that I can never say no, but it also is, it's very helpful, and it's how I've gotten, especially within the past couple of years, where I'm at right now, is to say yes.
Well, in the universe, right? And we do muscle response testing for accessing information or tuning in or checking up. And when we do that, what do? We're more looking for a yes than a no, right? Yes opens the energy. Yes opens the it expands us. It allows us to open maybe from what we thought was a no or something that limited us or we couldn't do it. And so definitely yes seems to be the more positive, if you could look at it from a polarized point of view, right? The more positive way of looking at it. But what if your yes button is open all the time?
It's stuck. Like that damn, like the thing on the VCR.
And so then we talk about different kinds of people like that are distracting or pulling your energy or those. I think they're very attracted to people who have yes energy, right?
Yes.
Because you're wide open. All right, we got some buttons. Can we put it on you?
Oh, I love it. You see her hand show up. Doop doop. That's our producer, Danielle.
We love her.
This is why we love her. She just comes on all on fours and just says stuff randomly.
It's fabulous.
Vegan taco, please. Which, that's her superpower, right?
It is her superpower.
I like it.
She makes some amazing vegan food.
Yes.
Amazing. Off the Richter scale.
Off the Richter scale.
But,
got it.
But that's what it is, right? So if your energy is open for yes, and every, I don't know, I'm going to tease now, Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Joe, every Sally
yeah.
That comes your way, reads your energy, sees that you're yes, and starts piling on the questions, the referrals, the answers, the I don't know, everything, right? And then it distracts you from you being focused on really what you would like to achieve in service to you for the moment or for the day or however it's going.
Yeah, so sometimes that does get that yes superpower does kind of get stuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where I can recognize that. Especially whenever I say yes to something and you get that feeling where you're just like, oh, shit.
I said yes.
But yet, again, if you look at it in high energetic, high vibrating frequencies or whatever, then you can look at it in one of two ways. You can go, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have said yes. Or what am I going to learn from this? Because yes. That's normally what it is that I said yes. I don't feel like I probably should have said yes. However, I'm going to keep on going forward and see where it takes me.
Right.
And a lot of the times, depending on where you are in life and what kind of vibrations you're experiencing, usually whenever I'm saying yes and I'm at a high vibrating state, then it always comes out to be something pretty cool, right?
And flows.
It was just
take from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or overwhelm you or push you so that you, by the end of the day, you're like drop dead.
Right. And so that's another, you know, I also have to be able to focus on myself and to be able to take care of myself, because saying yes and people knowing that you're going to say yes,
right.
You also have to make sure that you're really taking care of yourself at the same time.
Right.
So it's like, you know, in all honesty, whenever you, you know, called me an hour and a half before this podcast and
I think it was even 88 minutes.
It was 88 minutes before this podcast. And you asked me, I said yes. And it was like, I did have that, do you have the time to do this thing? And I did. So it was kind of like, it wasn't a hard yes, but it was one of those things where it was like, it's going to be cool. It's going to be great. We always have a good time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm in a good feeling spot right now. And so, yes.
That's really
awesome. And.
Yes, and. Well, and the other thing, too, is I just realized, so now everyone who's watching this podcast or knows about you will see when your man bun's up, you're focused.
I am.
So what does that do? That gives a physical representation, right, of energetically of how you feel is my needs are important, too. Right?
Right.
So hopefully Pete will see this. I'm just kidding.
He'll watch it.
Right. But when your man bun's up, then it's time. It's a physical representation of how you're feeling and that I am wide open. I am. Yes, I am an open book. I'm authentic. I'm being me. And I have needs, too.
For
and
sure.
I'd like to be focused in what those needs are. So that's what's really cool, because when people do notice that about you, then they're more apt to approach you and say, you know, I have this request. I know you're open. I know you're talented. I know you got a ton of superpowers. I'd like to work with you with those superpowers because I know that would support me. But at the same time, I recognize that you're focused. You'd like to get some of your work done. So how can I support you in that process of you being focused as well? And both of us getting our needs met or redesigned or negotiated or whatever it is. But then you feel cared for at the same time, too.
For sure.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
And so that's one of those things, though. It's also like to be able to take care of yourself and help the other people around you.
Yes.
Right? It's like by saying yes to coming onto this show, that I have to take responsibility that if I'm shirking something else that I could be doing at work, that's all on me. That's not on you. You know what I mean? Like if I need help from that, that's again on me to ask you for help if I need something else. But it's also being able to be able to juggle some of those balls, right?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about too, you know, and even create another podcast about it is energy exchanges.
Yeah, because that's what you have time for right now is another podcast.
Exactly. Always got it on my mind.
We'll just add that to the book. It's not even a list anymore. It's a book of things that you're going to start.
That's right. It is a book. It's just unfolding on live shows.
Right. You're welcome.
But that is the truth, though. We're looking at that. We're looking less and less about what money exchanges are, or about tit for tat, or favors, or my laundry list about what I owe you is bigger than what you owe me, and this sort of thing. And we're really moving into another realm of learning how to recognize each other's needs, support each other, give each other. How can we be of in exchange for with and for each other?
Right.
And I think that's very valuable, and it was so neat to bring this up really organically about how we do that when we express our superpowers. And maybe, quite frankly, I think many of us, and that's what I wanted to mention, is why do we suppress our superpowers? And you brought up one very valuable point of view, which is when I express my superpowers, I get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Or people know me, experience me, know that what I can do for them, and I'm very resourceful, and because of that resource or that level of resource to that person, the phone gets off the hook. I have to turn the phone. Did you turn your phone off?
Yes.
Okay, good. I turned mine off too. Maybe.
Vibrate. We'll see. This is TBD.
Right. If it opens up and says, see, I've opened up my superpowers and here come the phone calls, right?
Right.
And then those will distract me. So instead, what can we do? How can we shift our consciousness in really exhibiting our superpowers, being our divine self, being all of that, and not being sucked into, distracted, or being, you know, in other words, taken advantage of, or it not being a balanced energy exchange with another person? How can we support that energy exchange with the other people?
Good question.
I know it was really big. Sorry.
It was big.
I'm sorry.
I'm still processing the first part.
I'm terrible like that. I'll admit it.
You're not terrible.
Okay, thank you.
You're working on it.
It's my superpower.
Yeah, what is your superpower? Oh, see, look, she's been asking me this for the past 2 hours. It's on you now. What's your superpower? And we'll go back and forth because, I mean, everybody has different types of superpowers.
I have a bazillion, and I don't even know where to start. That's
okay,
where
so what is something that you would think is a negative aspect of yourself, but if you were to think strongly of it, it could turn into something that was beneficial?
I really think I agree that I could open up to a lot of resources and be that yes person also. So
gotcha.
I certainly agree with that. I definitely take on way more than the average person does. I don't think any of that is good, bad, or otherwise.
Mm-mm.
But it's just me, and I get labeled a lot of different labels for having that behavior pattern and or output pattern. But
gotcha.
But I've come to a high level of peace with it, and I really don't think people distract me. And I do recognize when those distractions come. I am learning and processing ways to support them at where they're at so that that discussion can be open and authentic with them about what is needed and what isn't needed. And I agree with you on many different layers and levels of relationships that we have with different types of people. Those conversations and those opportunities come up differently, not only as the yes part, but also as the discussion of to how to restructure that so it doesn't get taken advantage of.
So, I mean, even with like, and that's one of the things that I think is that you were like, yeah, I say yes more than the average person, or I put too many balls in the court or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Like whenever I think about and I say, you know, one of my superpowers is saying yes, and sometimes it can be a hindrance, sometimes it can be not. I also think about what my life would be like if I was the opposite of that, right?
Yeah.
So if I was somebody that never said yes, or if I was somebody that didn't have a lot of things in the air at one time, would I truly be happy? And I can all the time say no, I would not.
Right.
Like I've seen people that kind of just, they just kind of go through life and they're happy, and that's
right.
Okay for them.
Right.
They're happy with getting up, going to work, coming home, doing it all over again, working for the weekend,
right.
Having a few things of fun during the weekend or whatever, and then doing it all over again. If that works for them, so be it. But that just seems miserable to me.
Yeah.
Right. So no, I wouldn't be happy. I'm glad that I can't say no sometimes, or I choose not to say no. How about that?
Right. Right.
So yeah, I mean, I think it all works out. It's all about perspective.
Absolutely.
For me, it's a good perspective.
Yeah.
Put a positive spin on anything, right?
Absolutely.
Someone said, what was it? You can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. But it's a fancy pig.
It is.
Right? I choose to be a fancy pig.
Especially with purple sparkles.
Does that analogy work? Give me some hearts and likes if that analogy works.
Daniel, do you have any purple lipstick?
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I would rather be a fancy pig than a pig. Just a regular pig.
There you go.
I'm a special pig. Anywho, I digress.
We did.
Talking about pigs.
It's really good. But what we wanted to talk about is, what is your superpower? Everyone listening here, what does that mean to you? And I think a lot of us experience
fancy pig.
Having, oh, wow. She found one on the internet. You can find anything on the internet.
Absolutely.
Anything. So what is our superpowers and why do we have them? And what do we come in for? And why are we here expressing them?
And when do they start?
I think they start in utero.
Do you think so?
Well, I mean, you know, I think they maybe even come in. I think they're expression of our spirit, of our soul, of who we are. And they get expressed through our emotions. They get expressed through our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, through our physical body.
Yeah.
Right? You're expressing yours with your man bun. It's gorgeous.
Boom.
I know. I haven't learned what. I guess I express mine through surfing or sailing or doing some water sports and activities that I like to do. And some of the superpowers come through in that area as a physical representation of what that means. I think, too, though, what is the superpowers and why do we want them?
It sets us apart from other people.
Yeah.
Right. And I think they like every, you know, with. You're talking about like looking at society and like the movies and all that. Like,
right.
Having a different superpower is the big thing. Like, there's not two Spider-Mans or two Supermans or like, right. It's always a little bit different of how your superpower exists.
Right.
But I think that regardless, is that you have a superpower and it could be close to the same as the next person next to you.
Right.
But you're obviously going to use it differently.
Right.
You know, I use my nose and my yeses differently than you use your nose and yeses.
Yes, exactly.
It makes it special.
And not your nose, but a nose.
My nose. And my nose. Have you seen this, Hunker? I mean, look at this. That's my superpower. It's my super sniffer.
Yes. But I think, too, when we do express that, you're right. It expresses our uniqueness. It expresses our divinity. It expresses the truth of who we really are. And it expresses really what attributes we bring to the world. And I think when we have different ones, I think it's really beautiful because it doesn't just take one person to run the whole world or one person to run the whole show in whatever area you're in. And it really does take a collective. It takes a unification. It takes when we learn how to work with each other, like you were talking about, you know, I think it's great that you've got a man bun that says, I'm focused. I'm ready to do my work and I'm ready to help you, but I'm also going to take it reasonably and work with things.
Right.
And I think that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so let's delve a little bit deeper into what superpowers are, because I know in a lot of areas I talk about psychic or intuitive or gifted areas of insight and how we sense and perceive the world around us. I think it's really neat to be able to talk about that because when we share to a deeper depth, right? We don't even just share about the everyday, okay, did I get my pile of paper done today? And then I did, and so therefore I feel good about my life. It's even deeper than that. How do you feel about your super heart powers? Like how you share love, how you share experiences with other people, the depth and the beauty and the happiness. We were just talking about that before starting the show. Can we still feel happy even if it's raining outside?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, that's, again, that just goes off to say if we all have multiple superpowers, right? You know, I'm joking aside, yeses and nos maybe not be the biggest superpower in the world. But one of the things that I like most about me is my ability to love, my ability to share love as well as receive love.
It's huge.
Because I've known people who are completely confused whenever it comes to that, right?
Yes.
They don't understand how to accept it and how to give it. And it's just mind-boggling to me. Again, it's not about me being able to understand them, but I just don't get that. I don't understand that. And so to be able to say that I can love and accept love, that's huge because a lot of people can't.
Right.
And that's, I don't want to say it's sad for me, but it's it's a little bit disheartening to know that there are people out there that can't do that.
Yeah.
So that's a big superpower.
Right. It is a big superpower. And I guess a fancy word. I don't know. I think we're going to change all the wording anyway.
Let's do it.
Is empathic.
Empathic.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're empathic, you have empathy, true empathy. That means you feel it viscerally in your body, someone's feelings, someone's experience. You experience that. It's not just you feel it or you know it or you sense from them that they're sad. You know, or they're glum, or they're blue, or they don't know what to do. There, I made a poem.
You did. You're doing it. You're a poet and didn't even know it. You do this all day long.
That was awesome.
We'll be here all night, or for at least another 15 minutes.
That's right. But it's true. So the superpower is that you can feel other people's pain or suffering or difficulties. Or challenges, right? That they have difficulty sharing love or feeling feelings, right? And then you're a feeler, and I guess that's an old-fashioned term too, but you feel people's feelings real literally in your body, in your experience. You not only know it, sense it, smell it, see it.
Feel it in your bones.
You feel it in your bones. You feel it viscerally, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just it courses through your bloodstream, through your nervous system, through your all aspects of your body. And when we sense that way, that is a superpower. But when we're surrounded by maybe people who have negative feelings, closed off feelings, discordant feelings, negative or aggressive feelings, any kinds of one of those. How do you deal with that superpower? Does the man bun come over the top of you?
No.
Does it go right here?
Well, you know, it's now that I'm thinking about this is that whenever I started this journey of personal growth was whenever I started growing my hair out.
Wow.
And, you know, it coincides. Is that a coincidence? Maybe. If not, maybe I just wanted to get my hair grown.
Yeah.
But it also is, it goes along the same lines. And I've thought about that. And it's like when we put something specifically on a certain part of our body or whatever, it gives it a lot of power.
Right.
And there's been many a times where I've wanted to just like take a pair of scissors and just doosh, just cut it off. Right. For one reason or another.
Right.
However, it's one of those things that it may be the reason that I'm, doing what I'm doing, but I seriously doubt it. I like to think of myself as more of just a thing of hair on top of my head.
Yeah.
I've made a lot of decisions, good, bad, and indifferent, that gets me to where I'm at. But yeah, it's a very interesting thing. It's one of those.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. So sometimes when we're in a difficult or challenging areas with our superpowers, we tend to turn them off, right? Or shut down or say no. And I know for people who do say yes or feel very resourceful or powerful in their areas of their expertise and they're clear about it. They have clarity. They know what they want to do and they know what they're doing. And a lot of times other people that want clarity and you have the clarity, then they want to seek you out. To get those answers or receive that care or whatever it is that you have that they feel they don't have yet, that you're there to resource them. And they don't know how to ask maybe, how can I get my yes answer answered and my needs met and meet your needs at the same time? Because most of us don't think about relating in those terms. And I think that's what we wanted to really point out for everyone today is, what are your superpowers? How do you work with them? Like, I see things, right? I mean, I'll say it out here to the real world. I see the energies of life around me. So I see colors around people. I see colors around other things. I see people's perceptions. I see walls kind of move from time to time. And my perceptual awareness and my vision sometimes gets distorted. And I didn't really understand a lot of the distortion until I went and saw a vision therapist. And he shared with me that you see a lot more than the typical person sees. And I said,
welcome
to my world. And he goes, no, but it's actually okay. What you see is a different perspective than what most people see. And when we all have different perspectives, we bring our own unique genius to the world. and we bring different perspectives and different understandings that help shape and grow our society. It helps us evolve. It helps us grow. It helps us see things that we thought weren't possible or limited, and we move to other areas of limitless potential. And so frankly and very straightforwardly, our superpowers open us to ideas that we didn't know were available before. That we have limitless potential, and that we have opportunities to grow, to expand, and to experience a life we didn't know we could have. And they're unique to us. I think that's why I have a fair amount. They're a lot to grow and then share with the kids as well. That it's okay to be them, to have a lot of them too. But what if a lot or a little doesn't matter? I think when I was growing up, I thought a lot was really bad, a really big burden. It felt too much. It felt overwhelming. When I expressed, it wasn't okay to express that way. It wasn't okay to know people's thoughts and feelings before they did, as I was reminded on many occasions. It wasn't okay to know that.
Right.
And so I was like, what do I do with that? Exactly. So we feel many times we grow up burdened by our superpowers, but we wanted to remind everybody today, or help everyone notice as well, that when you're expressing your superpowers, it's really your limitless potential. No matter what it is, whether you can see, whether you can hear, whether you can smell, whether you can feel, whether you can walk into different perceptual understandings and understand everybody else's before they know what their own is, all of those kinds of things and those awarenesses really bring us to a heightened state of increased potential. And so instead of feeling overwhelmed or overdrawn or overburdened or overtaxed, either by yourself or others, take a step back. Put on the man bun, right? Put on the focus with it, what it is, and say, okay, I put on my, yours is great because you're using a physical attribute to describe how you're feeling. And so when you put on your man bun, I don't know, tomorrow or later tonight again, or reshape it, say, okay, say to yourself, what am I focusing on? Where do I want to focus? Do I want to focus my attention on these five people that have asked me to do something for them? So that's the yes part. Or do I really want to say, okay, I can put that on the burner. It can wait till tomorrow. And the yes part is for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that focuses towards me. And now you've gotten really conscious with what you're conveying to the rest of the world. And when you've gotten, and everyone, when they've gotten conscious with what they're doing, whether they're utilizing their superpower for themselves, for your own self-healing, or for others, for their, in service to others. I talked about this on another time, is service to us. How can their needs get met and my needs get met? And maybe in this moment, my needs are needing to be met right now. And so that's okay. So we do these things guilty less, right?
Guilty less.
Right.
Or guilt. Is that another word for guiltless?
Yes.
Gotcha. Guilty less.
We are guilty less, right? We are not guilty of anything that we didn't meet everyone's needs. Because I'll tell you, yes, people really do feel guilty when they haven't met everybody else's needs.
Phew. Some people. Some people do. I've met some people that are also like, I didn't do it. That's fine.
Right.
Whatever. That's all on them.
So we move to states of denial or coping or different things, right? And what that is we're suppressing ourselves. And we didn't even know we were suppressing ourselves. And I really do believe that's why a lot of us are tired at the end of the day. Because we get to count how many times we suppressed ourselves or our superpowers or our limitless potential. So instead, I wanted to present the ideas, how could we get, literally, have clarity or organization with our superpowers? And look at it from that perspective rather than, okay, I got this pile of papers. And if I get the first five done, I'm really good. But if I get all 50 done, man, I'm fantastic. I rocked it, right? Instead of that, say, okay, out of this pile, which one exhibits my superpowers the most? Because maybe that's where I need to spend most of my time or my attention, because that's where the universe really does provide ease and flow and grace.
So I think the responsible thing to do for the listeners as well as ourselves and for anybody who wants to know is that, you know, when you think about superpowers, sometimes people think they're just things that happen, right? Like you get bit by a spider and you're automatically Spider-Man or you know, you're born into it like Superman. And you always automatically have these great powers.
Except for the kryptonite.
Except for the kryptonite, right? So, but one thing I think is responsible to teach and to learn is that having superpowers, the ones that we're talking about, whether you're empathic or psychic or whatever it may be, not being able to say no, is that every single one of them takes practice.
Yes.
Right? You have to practice that. You can't, you don't just wake up one day and you're an empath and you got everything under control and, you know, you're able to take energies and give energies and everything's hunky-damn-dory. That's not how that works.
That's right.
So it does take practice. And just like anything, if it's something that you want to do, you practice it. You practice it, and practice doesn't always make perfect, but it makes it better.
Yeah.
And if it's something not working out in your life, if you got a superpower that you're just like, ooh, Lord, I wish I didn't have that. Well, just do it. Change it. Change the way you do it. Change the way you use it. Change the way if it's used for good or bad. And that anybody, and, you know, I'm touching base on this about what I said before about the people who can't love. One of the superpowers is unable to accept love or give love.
Right.
That is also something that you can practice. If you want it bad enough, anything is possible.
Absolutely.
So it just takes a little practice. Give yourself the ability to set some time out every single day or however long it takes you and practice it. And then you'll get it. You'll have a superpower too. It's not just for people that just wake up one day and have it.
Right.
I'm still, you know, we've talked about this before. It's like I'm still working on these, you know, being an empath.
Right.
You know, and as a child, I didn't know what that was. It was just that I was feeling a weird kid. I was feeling everybody's stuff. I was too emotional. Right. I was an emotional child.
Right.
But learning and practicing it as an adult is one of the things where I say, yes, that's an absolute superpower of mine. And I love it because it makes me, or it helps me to be able to better understand people, for them to better understand me. And it's a good thing. Everything can be a good thing if you look at it that way.
I really think from an empathic standpoint is we're all born, all humans are born empathic. We're, as babies, we're not born speaking. We're not born potty trained. We're not born learning how to know how to do 1 + 2 = 3, right? We're not born that way. We're born emotional beings. And we know that innately. And that's how we bond. That's how we interact with each other. And that's how we let everyone else know what our needs are, right? Crying. It's an emotion, right? And it's a behavioral emotion, right? You're actually exhibiting some behavior with that. And you're letting people know that you're not okay. And then the parents get to run around and figure out what it is, the diaper, the feeding, the whatever, you know? And newer babies, even with extraordinary empathic abilities, are coming in very different ways that I'm experiencing. But really, when it comes down to it, what are we looking at is how are they relating? How are we relating? And whether we're relating through emotions, through thoughts, through smells, through any kind of way, that is an exhibition or a demonstration of our superpowers. And we've all got them, and they're all in differing degrees. And how have you suppressed yours? How did it become uncomfortable? How did it become overwhelming? How did it not be okay to talk about it, not be okay to express it to other people? You know, a lot of times, so answering yes to everyone, I see as a person that's highly resourceful.
Yeah.
And has lots of skills and has lots of abilities. And then they just haven't known exactly how to relate to other people to let them know, I know I got a lot of skills and I know that you want some of them. And I need to let you know that I have needs as well. So this is how we're going to work together. This is what works. And it's challenging because we're in a society, too, that doesn't quite yet know how to say those kinds of words or those kinds of sentences to each other and express that way. So we do it more now energetically with each other, and we don't even realize we're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So we fend off, or we don't answer the phone call, or we, you know, we play all kinds of games on social media, right? I mean, it's an endless process there.
Yeah.
Okay. But what we want to do really is help you identify, help you, support you in identifying where that superpower might be. And that's okay that you have it. It's really wonderful. It's part of your really true expression in life. And it's really here as a gift for you and an opportunity for you to have ease and flow and love in your life. And really what I really wanted to say about this that I think is so vital is that when we express love through however which way we were designed or templated or brought in or DNA or any one kind of way, how we were kind of pre-programmed or wired to come into the world and express ourselves, I thank us really teaching the kids, teaching parents, teaching adults, helping each other really say, I see that in you. I see you're extremely resourceful. I see that you can do all this work, and I appreciate you. And I really want to let you know, since you have such a wide variety of resources, I really want to, because a part of me just wants to gobble it up and eat it all up, eat up all of your resources. And not from a negative standpoint, but because I appreciate you. And so then when we do that with each other, a lot of times you love that appreciation, right? That feels good. And so you're like, yeah, I'm going to give you more, and I'm going to give you more, and I'm going to give you more. And all of a sudden, so what I needed to do was say, I appreciate you, and I recognize that because I'm being so humble and so appreciative of you, that you might give me the world, and I don't want you to give me the world. I really want you to sort for because you're the professional. You're the one that has the answers, and I really want you to tell me how to categorize that, because I want everything you got, but I don't want to take from you. I really want you to help me discern where, what out of your superpower tool belt, which tool do I really need, because I'm not able to see that, and that's why I'm seeking you out.
That brings up a really great segue into the next part of this, right? So we had talked about earlier on in this, we had talked about when do the superpowers start?
Yes.
Right? And Melissa Ray Crispell put something earlier on the comments, and she said she believes, scrolling down, they start from the beginning, and conditioning makes us hide them. Brilliant, right? So this, I feel like now we should kind of start talking about what the kryptonite for our superpowers is.
Yes.
And two things that came into mind whenever you were talking was, one, what Melissa said, negative conditioning,
right?
Especially at a young age, right? This is where we are supposed to, or not supposed to, this is where it's beneficial to really build up the kids and to build up, you know, this new generation of amazing people so that they can pass it on and pay it forward.
Yes.
So negative conditioning is a real son of a gun.
Big society bummer.
Big society bummer. Good. That's not a word I was going to use, but yeah, that works. Big society bummer, right? So that's
is that
where
BSB.
BSB. So trademark.
Damn. So,
yes. And so it's like, so negative conditioning, so being able to, and you can do this with children as well as adults.
Right.
I loved what you said about really whenever, you know, especially whenever it comes to me or whatever, and I, you knowing of who I am and what am able to say yes, that you not only go in there with asking me for something, but you also try to meet me in the middle and not just want to take.
Right.
Right. You want to help me realize what my yes is actually meaning. And before you'll even accept a yes, it's saying, but how are you taking care of yourself as well?
Yeah.
Right. And that is the good type of conditioning, right? That's the way that you want to. You want to help people open up their minds and hearts on making decisions and using their superpowers. And it's also, I understand that it's like the other part of that, the other kryptonite for this, these superpowers, and probably, and for me, one of the biggest ones is the ego.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, if that is not one of the biggest pains in my arses, whenever it comes to myself, is that my ego is my biggest kryptonite. We have, you know, some conversation going on within the comments about, you know, someone was saying that their superpower is detachment. Right.
Yes.
And then, you know, people were coming in and talking about that, and they were saying me too. You know, at one point it served a good purpose. Today it hinders my ability to have successful relationships.
Yeah.
So if we flip that around on its tail, we flip it on its head. And, you know, I think one of the people that was in there was talking about it. She said it's not a bad quality. I just have to remember that not everyone deserves to be cut off when it comes to detachment.
Right.
That's being able to really get your ego in check. Right. Because detachment is an amazing freaking superpower if you use it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Detachment with love specifically.
I was especially amazingly had a superpower of disassociating.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Yeah. I took it to all kinds of levels.
Yeah.
And way so beyond this world.
there's a lot of the times where detachment is a necessary part of life.
Right.
It's to be able to detach yourself with love from somebody else, a person, place, or a thing, to be able to focus more on yourself. Now, right. if you're doing it just because you can.
Or from kryptonite.
Yeah.
What is kryptonite really? It's another word for fear.
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 Well, sure. It is, but it's kind of like that is one of those things that you have to, when ego's not in the way, you're using that detachment as a superpower.
Right.
When ego gets in the way, you're doing it just to cut people off. You're doing it to protect yourself in a kind of maybe not so positive way.
Right.
So yeah, that's one of those things to where it's like, I really appreciate that Danielle even said that it was like detachment. Detachment isn't an absolute amazing superpower. It was in that sentence, and it was in that comment where she put that it was kind of that it was what was it? Well, there goes that. Oh, where it was just like it hinders my ability to have successful relationships.
Right.
No, that's not the case. It may feel like that, but that's the ego talking. That is the ego talking because
right.
it hinders you from not even hinders, it's successful in keeping you from having the wrong relationships.
Right. Well, or we can be detached to or detached from the situation, like you said, because we feel overwhelmed. We feel overwhelmed by, like, in your situation where being very empathic, you may feel everybody's not so beautiful feelings.
Oof.
And the way to deal with that is to detach from the situation, whether we do that physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, all kinds of ways, right? We can do that to remove ourselves from that overwhelming stimulus. So you're exactly right. Everyone's exactly right. Is that negative conditioning because some people call it the critter brain, the monkey mind. It's really in the center of our brain. It's our primitive brain. It's the part of us that used to be in survival. But as humanity is, we're walking through and out of senses of survival many places on this planet. And when we walk out of survival and we move into concepts of abundance and limitless potential and all of those paradigms or constructs, what is the ego going to do? It gets kind of bored.
Yeah.
And it goes into our mental mind and starts playing mind games with us.
Causing havoc.
It really does. So what we do is then we have immediate mental needs, or we have immediate paperwork needs, or we have immediate this need or that need instead of a survival, like where am I going to get my next meal? Where am I going to sleep tonight? Those kinds of things. Instead, we've moved it into the mental mind, and we've moved it into this is an emergency. This has to happen now. This, and then if this doesn't happen now, we kind of cause all this level of cause and effect of why we legitimize why we're having this mental emergency.
Yeah.
And it's really, it, when we put it in perspective, it's really not a mental of emergency. We just have some situations, if we don't meet that deadline, we don't meet that deadline. And what does that mean? It means people get shuffled and things get shuffled and things happen. So how do we learn to live in the flow of life even when things don't go our way or they didn't come out the way or the person talked funny or asked funny? Or, you know, when you said about who you are and that you open up and that you're an open book and you're authentic, when I see that and I feel that in your energy, I mean, I literally see that, and it's almost like this love vacuum. And you like, it's like sucks people in.
The love sucker.
It is, right? And we all are that way. All of us. Look at babies. I mean, all they are is pure love, right? They just smile on you and you want to gobble them up, right?
I don't know. I've seen some babies that have that like evil look in their eyes where they're just like, you know, once I get old enough to have teeth, I'm going to bite you.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Babies.
But most, right? But what I'm saying is most people have open arms. And yours is, your energy is this open-armed energy. And then people are like, oh, really? You can give me everything I need? You can be resourceful to me? So that's what you're conveying out to the world. So instead, I think the conveying isn't about protection or about I have to be focused. Say, inside my love and my open arms to you, I would like you to be aware that I have needs as well. And that what you're asking me for, even though I'm very resourceful, still does take 5 hours or 10 hours or whatever. You know what I mean? And that maybe people don't recognize it. So you coming back and saying, I appreciate that you appreciate me. I appreciate that you really are seeking me out to help you and resource you. I have to let you know, though, that even though I'm amazing and I have amazing superpowers.
Yeah, you are.
That it takes me still 10 hours to do that. And I'd like you to take that into consideration. Now, how can we break this up in such a way? I can give you, I don't know, or whatever it is, right? I can give you 4 hours this week and you get four. So we're going to spread this out over 2.5 weeks. How do you feel about that? And then they see your arms are still wide open. You're very resourceful. And they see, well, can't you get it done in a week? And I said, yes, I can get it done in a week. But I don't think that you're really understanding. I have 5, 6, 7 other people exactly like you asking for those needs. Now, how do I meet everyone's? I have to work in the real world. I have to divvy this up. I have to divvy up my resources in such a way that gets support.
Yeah.
Now, and then you move to the next level of business, if you could say that this is a business or part of your career, is to say, okay, so now how would you like to give back to me? How can I then, you know, utilize your resources to support the others that I'm supporting? You know, I don't know. There's lots of different ways to look at it, right? But then it starts opening up the idea. And now this person with you is having a sophisticated conversation versus just, I want, I want, I want.
Yeah.
And whether you deliver, deliver, deliver or not, right, kind of thing. And that's where your purse strings aren't pulled so deeply so that you do have to set up that level of protection from your superpowers. Right. And so other people can hear people's thoughts, for example, and that's some of their superpowers. And I can tell you that most people that are telepathic or have the ability to read thoughts, it's really a struggle to work in society and to be around other people because lots of people don't recognize they're having uncomfortable feelings, uncomfortable thoughts, and they're not very pretty because most people feel that their thoughts and feelings are private to their own experience. But to many people, many, many children, many adults, they're not. And we don't recognize that. And so when we do have a funny thought, because we all do, right? We're all human. We all have ego. Right? We all have those bad thoughts. But instead, what we can say is, just like you said, no, it's not necessarily that way, right? It's not just because you had a bad thought, it's okay. So I can say, oops, I had a bad thought. Look at that. I was human. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I really do. I apologize. It wasn't okay. I was just thinking from my ego. It's okay. I wanted my needs met or my feelings got hurt or whatever it was that by the way that we were interacting and I had bad feelings and I really didn't mean it. Right? Those kinds of things. So what is your superpower?
Yeah.
Right?
And, you know, what do you want your superpower to be? Practice it.
Where do you want it to go?
Yeah, for sure.
And I wanted to bring that up really quickly, too, about superpower is what if we're born? When do they come in? I don't know. I think they come in at different times for different people. I don't think there's one magical moment or hour that it happens. And I think when that happens, we're born with abilities, really. I mean, I wanted to use in my English language or our English language that we're talking, I don't know, there's lots of languages, right? And they have different connotations or meanings to the words and they exhibit different frequencies or energies. But abilities kind of, to me, mean that they're really raw. They're open. They're undeveloped. They're unpracticed. And when what you're talking about is the practicing is developing them into skills.
Mm-hmm.
For good or for bad, when you're in overwhelm or when you're in amazing production and potential, no matter what state of being you're in, inside that superpower, how would you like to utilize that superpower? And what skills would you like to have to navigate that superpower within you? And I think that's what you were bringing up so powerfully, is to know that we can and that we do and that we are developing our superpowers. And the more conscious or aware we become of them, the more we're able to work and develop them into highly tuned skills.
Yeah, and that's along the lines of what Danielle just said on Facebook. She said, I think life situations can create or strengthen superpowers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And she said, almost neutral defenses, ways we learn to cope in life.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming she's meant cope.
Yes.
But I like coop.
And I like coop too.
Cooperate in life.
Right.
Ways that we learn to cooperate in life. Or coop.
That's right. So I say instead of coping or cooping, what we want to do. What we want to do is develop those into skills and strategies.
Yeah.
Right?
You have a toolbox.
Tools and strategies.
Toolbox.
Yes.
It's a toolbox.
And I'll tell you, I just want to be honest with everybody. The more you embrace your superpower, the more you notice what bugs you and what lifts you, what energizes you, what deflates you, the more you recognize all those areas and the more you shift your beliefs and understandings about them, the more your superpower opens, expands, and becomes very, very powerful for you, for the world, for everyone around you.
So would it mean that the more you do all of that,
yes,
the easier it is to become a superhero or a super shiro for other people?
Yes.
Did you see what I did there?
Exactly.
Just boom.
I love shiro.
Dropping truth and right. Energy bombs left and right, over here.
And where does kryptonite go? It turns into a green emerald. Isn't that what the color
sure,
was?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Whatever color it was. It was green, wasn't it?
Yes.
So it turns into a crystal rather than kryptonite, right? That crystal is turned from fear into limitless potential.
I love it.
And what if the crystal could hold some of that limitless potential when today I just want to be a regular human. No, I'm just kidding. But today I want to be mellow.
Clark Kent.
Right? I want to be Clark Kent. There you go. So I put my superpower in the green crystal rather than what we call kryptonite. Right? But we really do. The more and more we work with our superpowers, the more and more we embrace them, the more and more we practice them, the deeper and more meaningful our lives really become with ourselves.
And others.
And others.
Shut up. That's just another truth bomb that just happened. Right? What a show.
Yeah.
I love Melissa. Ray Crispell said, coop, coped, made a potato. Oh, gosh.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Right? This was fun.
And talking about superpowers and really where you can go with them.
Yeah.
So I want everyone to really leave this podcast thinking about what is your superpower, but then not only what the icky things are about it, but what does that really look like fully expressed? What does that mean?
And what color would your superpower be?
That's right.
That'll be green.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconscious.com. To sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee. And I thank you so much for joining us.